This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. All arrangements have been put in place for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 49 constituencies, spread over 6 states and 2 union territories, will go to polls in this phase. These are 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Bihar and Orissa, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Campaigning for this phase ended yesterday. A total of 695 candidates are in the fray for this phase. Campaigning is in full swing for remaining 6th and 7th phases of parliamentary polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings in Jharkhand and West Bengal today. Mr. Modi will also address 3 public meetings in Purulia, Bishnupur and Kharagpur this afternoon. In Uttar Pradesh, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address political rallies in Prayagraj and Jaunpur districts, while Chief Minister of the State Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Azamgarh, Jaunpur, Pratapgarh and Prayagraj districts for party candidates. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will campaign in Ghazipur and Balia districts for BJP candidates. On the other hand, opposition leaders Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav will jointly campaign in Prayagraj district for INDIA candidates. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will later campaign in Phulpur constituency as well. Senior Congress leader Digvijay Singh will be campaigning in Maharajganj constituency. A total of 889 candidates from 8 states and union territories will contest elections in the 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections. This includes 20 contesting candidates for the adjourned poll in Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary constituency of Jammu and Kashmir. The Election Commission said in a statement that a total of 1,978 nominations were filed for 58 constituencies going to polls in this phase. The last date for filing nominations in this phase was 6th of May. The Election Commission's concerted crackdown on money, power and inducements in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections has resulted in seizures by the agencies worth 8,889 crore rupees. Poll body said in a statement that enhanced vigil against inducements including drugs and psychotropic substances has resulted in big seizure actions and continuous search. The Election Commission has issued a show cause notice to West Bengal BJP President Sukant Majumdar for alleged violation of Model Code of Conduct. The Commission said it has received a complaint from Trinamool Congress wherein it is alleged that the BJP published an advertisement in the Anand Bazar and Pratidin newspapers on the 5th of this month containing false, unverified and misleading statements to unduly influence the minds of the voters. The poll body has sought a response from Mr. Majumdar by the 21st of this month as to why the advertisement is not treated as violation of Model Code of Conduct. A district court in Delhi has sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's close aide Bibhav Kumar to 5-day police custody after he was arrested in connection with AAP Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal's assault case. Bibhav was produced before the Teesra Sari Court yesterday. Metropolitan Magistrate Gaurav Goyal remanded him to 5-day police custody for questioning. He is scheduled to be produced before the court on the 23rd of this month after the expiration of his remand. Indian Meteorological Department IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall for the next 3 days in the southern regions of the country, while heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over South Peninsula India during the next 5 days. Met Department said that isolated extremely heavy rainfall is also very likely over Tamil Nadu and Kerala till the 21st of this month. Southwest monsoon is likely to advance into the South Andaman Sea, some parts of Southeast Bay of Bengal and Nicobar Islands during the next 48 hours. The weather agency also predicts that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over plains of northwest India during the next 4 days and heat wave conditions are likely over east and central India during the next 2 days. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Chennai Super Kings by 27 runs in a do-or-die game at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru to enter the playoffs. With the win, RCB joined Kolkata Knight Riders, Rajasthan Royals and Sunrisers Hyderabad in the playoffs, while CSK were eliminated. The IPL 2024 playoffs will start on the 21st of this month, with two teams locking horns in Qualifier 1 in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.